that I declared last year. If we have to this lecture, and the minister, last week we shared on the resolution project, and I think Sister Carol just took the outline and put it in school to read together what the resolution means to an everyday life. Can you read the 7 points? Okay, read me. I say one, and then you come to me, okay? Number two, number three, number four, our five, six, seven. Last week I also activated a prayer dimension. God told me sometimes over the last years, he said it's good to release to the body of Christ a dimension of prayer.
Amen.
The power to pray, and I'm calling it SWAT prayer, spiritual warfare affecting prayer. That when you pray, certain things will take place. I'm going to release it, and I'm shortly, but what will happen when, because of that anointing you have, when you pray, four things will happen. The moment you start praying, you start praying, the atmosphere is affected, all enemies, darkness will be exposed. Say, the enemies and darkness will be exposed.
Enemies and darkness.
So all the darkness, all the corruption will be exposed. Number two, because of that dimension, God will give you protection. It's called angelic protection. You come under the shadow of the Almighty God. Say with me, protection.
Protection.
And this is divine protection. This is divine protection that will come. And basically working with angels. Number three, you will know the will of God. And if God will show you the steps of action, he will show you strategy. What to do, what not to do. There will be strategies. Say with me, strategies.
Strategy.
Information. Steps of action will be given. That's the third thing that will happen. And lastly, the presence of God will be tangible, that you can feel it. Say the tangible presence of God.
Tangible
presence of God. Because of the presence of God, no one can attack you. There will be people who attack you. God told Jeremiah, those people and the princes and everyone will attack you, but they will not prevail. Because I'm with you to deliver you. And that's the promise of a tangible presence of God. Repeat with me. Darkness is exposed. Number one. Darkness. Number two, the protection of God. Number three, the strategy of action or a step of action will be given. And fourthly, the tangible presence of God. I'm going to pray this resurrection prayer, which I pray last week once again upon you. It is the anointing that comes, it is the grace that comes, and the outcome is in your prayer life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I call spiritual warfare, attack team anointing, the SWAT anointing, to come upon the people. I speak. Share with you the resurrection hope. Say resurrection hope. See, when Jesus said, I will build my church, he made the statement, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is built on Jesus. He's talking about a statement that Peter made. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. God. Jesus becomes the cornerstone. Jesus becomes everything. Your Christian life, your life is hinged on the life of Jesus. And all that you need, you will go through in experience. And one of the things that you will go through is resurrection life. Resurrection life. I think I want to take two different verses. Ecclesiastes 8:8. Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes 8:8. And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hebrews, everyone on this planet of the world will enter into the door of earth. Will have to make an exit to the door of death. And time will come that we got to be aware. Time will come. A day will come in your life and my life. Okay, read with me this particular verse. No one has the power of the Spirit to retain. And no one has the power of the day of death. There is no release from God, and the wickedness will not indicate those things are given to you. The first part, there will come time. Your spirit and your renewed mind knows the time is up. We call it the day of death. And we got to be prepared for it any time. Anytime, say anytime.
Anytime.
Death to leave the physical body, the soul and the spirit to go to eternity is a must or is an event will take place. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. It's appointed unto man once to die and after that judgment. We have more information. After that there is judgment. Over the years in pastoral ministry, we're going through, I think, the pastoral work and serving the people of God very seriously. I found that my life in Mitchell's life, Pastor Mitchell's life, we entered into the realm of the people's life, into areas in your life. I call it hatch, match, and dispatch. You're there when they are born, you're there when they are married, and they are there. We are there when we depart and say, dispatch, death. We can handle the birth, we can handle the rejoicing, the weddings and marriages, but somehow or other when it comes to death that occurs, the grieving process, we find difficult to handle. I find it difficult to handle. We can say, I understand, but that's not true. Nobody can understand. Some of you all know you lost your loved ones. And the place where death occurs, there will be a certain grace. But then when you struggle to life, the grief that you have, there is nothing can have except the Lord. In Passover, we find difficult. How can we can say we understand, but maybe that is not true. We can just comfort you by words that we know, but the true comfort comes from the Lord. And I've been struggling early in my ministry this dimension and I say, God, where's the hope? And as I begin to study the scripture and begin to learn more of the word of God, it is in the resurrection power of God. Say there is a resurrection hope.
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 Because it is quite deep, everything what I say is backed up by scriptures. I'm not going to read 1 Corinthians because that is your homework to do. But I'm going to answer questions that people have spoken to me. What is resurrection? Another question that nobody asks, he says, what will be our body be like on the day of resurrection? Can we recognize one another? What is my assurance that there will be a resurrected body? And this is what I'm going to handle today, this morning, as clear as possible. And I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to articulate this truth. the life beyond death, and what's going to happen. What is resurrection? Resurrection is the raising up of life again after death. But it's more than that. It's the beginning of glorification, or changing our physical body to share in the glorious redemption and the promise that is given to us by God for the whole man. The Greek word is anesthesia. Simply means to make it stand or to rise up. And so there are several things that we got to know that after you die, in fact, death, we got to explain what is that. It doesn't happen. What is death? Death is a separation of your physical being from your body and spirit and your renewed mind, his spirit. And the day when we read in Ecclesiastes 8:8, a day will come when the spirit can't hold your body. It will come up. And some of you could have experienced near-death experience. I've experienced near-death experience. It's only the mercies of God that heal me. I can express it and say, the moment when your spirit and your soul leaves, a few things take place. The first thing, your spirit and soul, I'm talking about born-again people, people with eternal life in Jesus. And your guardian angel will come and take you to be with the Lord. Remember, the Holy Spirit is inside you. You're not alone. Our God is a God, even unto death. And so this is death, a separation of your physical body and your spiritual side, which is your soul, which is your spirit and your mind, and your soul will go out to be with the Lord and will be in paradise waiting for the day of resurrection. That is death. Your body leaves this planet Earth because the material of your body is made from earth. It leaves, but the seed of your dimension of your body will be remaining. On the day when Christ comes back again, we call it the resurrection day. Because of Jesus' resurrection, which we dealt last week, everything what Jesus did will give you hope. Your body will be renewed. You'll have resurrection and you will hope. I want to say all those who have lost loved ones, if they are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, if they are born again, we will see them again.
Amen.
That's our hope. And this will push us to a corner to meet souls. We make sure, and the resurrection prayer or the SWAT team prayer, one of the things will dimension when you pray. The person you're praying, or your spouse, or your children, or your siblings, when you're praying, something will happen in this time that they will be drawn to the Lord. And hope for them and witness to them. Pray them into the kingdom of God. Amen. So winning is very important because you're changing people from hell to heaven. Now, thinking of that, when you go out to meet with the Lord, your spirit and your soul, it is my God will give you a temporary body where we can recognize. But that is not your own self. Your own self, your real body is on the seat of your physical body that will be changed, is on earth. And the resurrection, the day when the resurrection life, when the trumpets up, the day in Christ will rise up, your seat will rise up and put back and you will be the same. Same person again in a glorified state. This is what we are going to tackle this morning. Resurrection means a personal restoration of an individual back to life. Are you with me?
Yes.
After the body and the soul and the spirit have been separated by it, even the body that already decomposed, God will reunite these. The person's own identity will be restored, including memory, recognition, ability to communicate, everything. And this is why I put a verse. This is found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. This is Job. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter days upon the earth. And though after my skin and worms destroy my body, yet my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see the glorious body according to the working whereby that is able to subdue all things for himself. The body will be restored on the day of resurrection. This is what resurrection is all about. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Resurrection day.
Resurrection.
You know, one of the questions is, what will be me? Shall I be me? Will I, after my resurrection, after my death, will I be me? There is a hope. Resurrection hope. This is what resurrection hope is all about. Resurrection means restoration. Number two, resurrection means infusion of life to the real core. We are not talking about people who fainted or even a coma. God brings in the resurrection literally, and you'll see what is our evidence? Jesus' resurrection. When Jesus rose, he said, touch my body, touch my nail pierced side, touch my body, touch every area. I'm a real person. This is what in resurrection that will take place. Okay, that's the second infusion of life. Say with me, infusion of life.
Infusion of life.
God will put back the corrupted part and intervention and be restored. He said this in Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Behold my hands and my feet, and that is I myself. Handle me and see. The spirit has no flesh, but in bone, but you shall see. You will see what you see. That means it's a literal person in Jesus. Number three, resurrection means redemption of our bodies. Our bodies will change, correspond to your nature of the redeemed soul and the spirit. Our body will receive an unmistakable part of your own back again. You will see me after my death on the day of resurrection, just as I am. But it will not be the same old frame body that I'll be buried. It will be a changed body fashioned by God, no limitation. The spirit will be released, and then it will be appropriate to what God has called. And so when Christ will change, this is when Christ, who shall change us? That is Christ, shall change our very body, fashioned unto him, and the body grown to a glorious body, according to the working by those who subdue by all things by himself. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. What I'm saying to you on the day of resurrection, what Jesus did, the day, the resurrection power that Jesus did on the, when he died and he rose, now it affects us, every one of us, on the day of our resurrection when we come. Now the question is asked very often, he said, what will be the resurrection body like? Now I'm dead, I'm now in heaven, now my resurrection coming. What will be the body like? What will be? Will it be the same body with frails and sickness? It corresponds with Jesus. Say, it corresponds with Jesus. There are two the teaching of the resurrected body will be taken from what the gospel and the book of Acts tells us, and the analogy that Paul uses as a seed, as a tent that is taking place. And so I must just run a few things. The resurrection body will be the both and the same, and yet it is not mortal. Mortal means death doom. There is no more death in us. Number one, the resurrection body of Jesus was not limited. It's not limited. He can enter through walls. He can appear as he wills. Number two, his facial appearance sufficiently changed. But that his close friend did not understand, did not recognize him. But through the characteristics and his tread and his talking And they were satisfied that Jesus was the same person. The disciples walking in the Emmaus discovered that at the beginning they did not see it was Jesus, but when their eyes were opened and they saw the characteristic of Jesus, it was the same Jesus. And so I want to say to you, the body that God gives you back will be the same one. It will be a tangible one. It will be a one that will have all the memories back. One of the marked distinctions that we have is Jesus continued to teach where he left from, and he had remembrance of the promise that he had given to them. In other words, everything that got stopped on the day when he died, on the resurrection day, will continue on. That Jesus told his disciples, wait for me after the resurrection, wait for me for the power on high to come, the promise of the Father. Now, after his resurrection, they came to the mountain, and just before his ascension, he said, all authority has been given unto me, and he gave the Great Commission. He continued the teaching, and he said, do not go anywhere. Wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Father will come. In other words, the resurrected body of Jesus continued after his death. So life, so you and I will have the same dimension of memory back again. Okay, now the big question is, will the resurrected body will be an improved one as what I have today? We have a lot of limitations. We are afraid of sickness and diseases, and also we are approaching death. But will these things be appear? Will this thing appear? I would say, it'll be a new one. Yes, God will give you a brand new body better than the present one. It will express the spiritual treasure. And Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 35 to 53. He tells about four things. Number one, the new body will be incorruptible. Say it will be incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
That means sickness and aging are no more. Death will not. This body will be sick and diseased. Suddenly will collapse or be died. These things will not. The resurrection body will be free from all corruption. Say, free from all corruption. Number two, the new body will be powerful. That is verse 43. Okay. He said, what is sown in weakness, we spend in knowing in our own body the limitation. But what God said, the body that God gave will have a resurrection power, will not be controlled by any death, any limitation. Number four, our body will be spiritual. Spiritual means now the express part. The spirit becomes controlling factor, and you will be spiritual. And number three and four, our body will be heavenly. Say with me, heavenly. And 49, 40, 49, 50. Go back and read. In our physical body, what controls is flesh and blood. Say flesh and blood. And life is in the blood. And flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. In the resurrected body is flesh, bone, and spirit. Life will be in the spirit. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit is inside you?
Amen.
This is our hope. This is our hope. This is resurrection hope.
Amen.
Resurrection hope. So don't limit yourself in ignorance about death and the future. We have a great future. The next question that I ask, how can I be sure that God will give us this resurrected body? Where is the basis? All in Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, and I think it's good to read together. That is, Paul tells us why in the revelation of what will happen. Okay, can you read with me first Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14? 1, 2, 3. In whom you also trusted after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that you believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of our promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until redemption of the purchased possession unto your praise and glory. Paul is standing here under the anointing that the Holy Spirit, the moment when you accepted Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes as one, number one, seal. Say it with seal. Another one is earnest. Say it with earnest. seal. In other words, each time you're making the work of the Holy Spirit in your life and my life is security and guarantee. It applies. The Spirit of God is the first installment for what to come. The Spirit of God that is in you will make sure that you have your inheritance, your physical body, back again. This is our sure assurance. There is a seal, your seal for redemption. Your body which goes back will come back again. The Holy Spirit will make sure that you get back your body and you're the same person. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is our seal. He is our guarantee. Seal cannot be broken.
Amen.
It is something that is to come. A guarantee means it's the same. When I pay for a payment for a car, as a guarantor, I put a guarantor deposit. I will get the same thing what I'm buying, what I will get. If I'm buying from a Mercedes, I will get a Mercedes, which I'm paying in installment. Then eventually you get the same product. God is telling us this morning the resurrection power. God will give you back the same body. Spirit, soul, and your body will be equal, and we will live with the Lord in the new heavens and the new earth. This is resurrection power.
Yes. Amen.
This is resurrection power. You know why? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. Jesus and the church is one. You will be what Jesus is. You will have what God has given to us. The resurrection power of the Lord. And so this morning, in this brief sharing of the resurrection of hope, what I'm saying to you is, when we go through this life, in this present, see things in the light of eternity. Some of you may be suffering and struggling. I want you to know that Jesus is with you. You are sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit. There is a guarantee of God's hand till eternity. You are not alone.
Amen.
The resurrection hope is lies in the resurrection power of the Lord. You will receive back your body again.
Amen.
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 Amen. This is the message that I want to just bring into your being, that the important factor in your life is stay close with Jesus. Your spirit is incorruptible. Get connected with the Lord 24/7. Can you say 24/7? Get connected. He that is joined to the Lord is one. Get connected always. That is your security. And number two, make evangelism, soul winning, your next project. Get it right. And look at your relatives, look at your siblings, look at it. Today, start praying and say, Lord, I don't want my spouse to miss out. I'm praying for their salvation. Witness. There's one thing to pray, another one, witness to them. Pray them and talk them into the kingdom of God. This is what you have because we have resurrection hope. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay close with God. Read Ephesians again. Read Ephesians again. Ephesians 1:13. In Him. Okay, can you read 1, 2, 3?
In Him.
After you heard the word, the gospel of salvation, in you we have believed, you will see in the power of the Holy Spirit as promised. You are sealed. And so this morning I'm going to talk to you that if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus, you haven't been born again, this day is the day of your salvation. It's a day of salvation. God wants to give you. And that is true. This is your only hope. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm struggling, I know I fear, I know everything is going wrong, and I know that you are the only Redeemer, Savior. You came to die for me that I can be saved, and I've got eternal hope. I want to touch you, I want to receive you into my life. You may make such prayer and such attitude, reaching out to God, Jesus will come into your life, give you redemption, give you salvation at His expense. And give you eternal life, you're secure, you will be sealed. You have redemption, the resurrection power of your body. At the day of resurrection, God will give you back. This is our hope. If there's anyone here this morning, I want you to respond. I want you to respond. Is there anyone who can receive Christ? And make sure that you are really born again. And those who are backsliding, I'm not so sure. This morning, God is asking, in this resurrection power, in the day of resurrection hope that you have, you want to enjoy this, you want to flow into this resurrection hope, I want to be right before God. Is there anyone who wants to rededicate their lives? Born again, those who want to be able to receive Christ, and those who want to be born again, you want to say, Lord, I want to rededicate my life. If that's a prayer, I want to pray for you from here before we go further. Is there anyone to receive Christ? Anyone who wants to rededicate your life back to the Lord? Okay. Father, I pray for the hope that you give us. I pray, let it flow into our spirit. Lord, it's only your spirit and your will that will change us. We thank you for redemption.
Yes.
We thank you for redemption and day of resurrection. Thank you for the restoration of our spirit, soul, and body, that we qualified to live with God forever and ever. I speak resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Give me rest of your feet. Sing this song, musician. Draw me to the wrong, lead me into your presence, O Lord. Let's make it for a while. Let's link up to the Lord and ask the Lord to really fill you with the Holy Spirit. And anyone who needs to pray for, you can come down and I'll pray for you. Okay. Draw me the rest of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
husband could not help. We now can have face-to-face talk with God and the Holy Spirit because of what the Lord Jesus has done. Face-to-face talk. Face-to-face talk. Face-to-face talk. Let this be a turning point. Let this be a turning point, knowing the resurrection.
Yes.
Wow.